back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from the Google Store, Apple Store, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 on your phone. Easy way to listen to it in the car. Listen to it whenever you want your favorite shows. There's an extraordinary statement from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Remember, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has four Republicans, three Democrats. They're all elected as nonpartisan, but that's the way it breaks down. Occasionally, Brian Hagedorn stands tall and stands with the Constitution on voting, which is good. But by and large, they had a case where there was a judge up in Winnebago County who had said and done some things that were unjudicial, and they suspended him for 7 days without pay. 7 days without pay. But what's extraordinary about it, two of the judges recused themselves. Annette Ziegler, Brian Hagedorn, recused themselves. They don't have to give reasons, but it may very well be that they knew the judge or maybe supported him when he ran or something. Who knows what it was? But they did the right thing. They recused themselves. So there are five justices looking at it. And the only people who can discipline judges in the state are higher judges, the Supreme Court. And by a 3-2 margin, the three Democrats against the two Republicans, they found a couple of grounds that you will not believe that there's any split at all. In fairness, all five of them, looking at the totality of the case, did say he should be suspended for 5 days, strike that, 7 days with no pay. But here's the issue. The first thing he did was when students came into the courtroom and asked about courtroom security, he brandished his gun in front of him, pulled it out from under his robe. They didn't ask if he had a gun. They just said, what do you do for courtroom security? He has bailiffs and sheriffs. He pulls out his gun. The second charge was there was a 13-year-old sexual assault victim, 13-year-old girl, sexual assault victim, and he kept referring to her as the so-called victim, demeaning her, 13 years old. And then, to me, one of the worst things, at a sentencing hearing of a defendant who is cognitively disabled, and he was convicted of stalking, following somebody, but he was cognitively disabled. And here's what the judge said to him. He pulls out his gun again, the judge, and his back robes, and he goes, you're lucky you're not dead, because if you came around my house, you'd be dead, plain and simple. Waves the gun at him. Now, wait a minute. Judges sit there in black robes. They're supposed to be dispassionate. They're supposed to be courteous. They're supposed to dispense justice, even if they sentence somebody to life for murder. You don't exult, but for a judge to draw a weapon twice in court from under his robe in front of kids, when they'd simply ask him about courtroom security, in front of a cognitively disabled defendant, said, you're lucky it wasn't my house you came by, or you'd be dead, plain and simple, and brandishes his gun. And all those facts, all five justices who did not recuse themselves voted to suspend the guy for 7 days without pay. Largely because some of these events had happened a while in the past and there hadn't been recurrences. We don't want a guy like that as judge anyway. But the amazing thing is that two of the justices, two of them, Rebecca Bradley, as distinct, and Walsh Bradley is a Democrat, very experienced judge. Rebecca Bradley is newer, although she's been there a while now, very conservative. Rebecca Bradley and Pat Rogensack, who was the former chief judge, both dissented on the issue of the gun. You know, gun worship has really gotten to a strange place, okay? You can say you have a right to concealed carry, but judges in court who are sitting there in black robes as the power symbol of the state, passing judgment on people, sentencing them to prison, can't give the impression of partiality on any issue, and they cannot give the impression of threatening defendants. They already have plenty of power. They have black robes. They sit there. Everybody shuts up. If somebody causes a disturbance, they're dragged out by security. There's security all over the place. They're bailiffs. clerks, sheriffs. They don't have anything to prove. And you have a cognitively disabled defendant standing there and the judge draws a gun and says, you're lucky that you didn't come by my house. You're lucky because you'd be dead. You'd be dead, plain and simple. Threatening to shoot the guy, in addition to his state power. And two Supreme Court justices say that was not grounds for disciplining him. That was not grounds for disciplining him because it would be anti-gun. You know, enough's enough. Enough's enough. You can't take a gun on an airplane. You can't go through a metal detector with a gun in an airport without getting fined or in prison. And none of these judges object to that. And why is that? Because these judges take airplanes. They fly. When their ox is getting gored, they're plenty fine with gun suppression. Going to the lines. Somebody's on the line. Luke, who's on the line?
Yeah, we got Bill from Oconomowoc calling in.
Bill from Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks as always for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Yeah, I've got actually something that just I can't believe. I can't believe what a bunch of spineless Democrats we have. When you're talking about court action and all that, and the radical right, not the good right, not the Republicans we admire, but the crazies, to charge or they want to arrest the politicians that left Texas to block a bill. They think I don't understand how these people think. They use political judicial force for that. Yet their ideas of terrorism and tourists, they can't even figure out the difference. I think the only way to deal with people like that, you know, and I think you kind of come from the same background. When I grew up, if somebody kept pushing me, I did something about it. I stood my ground and I did something about it. I used to be, I played football, I wrestled, I boxed. I just, you don't roll over and play dead when they do this stuff. I think what somebody in Congress ought to point the finger at Texas and say, you keep this up and we're going to all have you guys arrested because under the law, the oath you took, you avoided it and you supported domestic terrorism, which you took an oath not to do. The other point of the law, and you can help me on both of these, is negligent homicide. And that's when you willfully and knowingly put somebody in harm's way that can cause dismemberment or permanent death, or you know what I mean, something to that extent. You're guilty of negligent homicide. Most of the Republican Party, the way they fight the masks and everything else, that's negligent homicide. But yet nobody in a Democratic Party will stand up the way the Republicans. I give them one credit. They follow Karl Rove's theory, you know, the best offense is the best defense is a strong offense. That this is done by design. This is planned. They do this on purpose because if they push hard enough, they're on the offensive. We got to get on the offensive. But yet, there's only Eric Swalwell. There's a few Democrats that have stood up, but we have to get behind those Democrats and say, look, we're behind you, and you keep going after these guys for all this frivolous stuff. But the bottom line is, look what all their ignorance has cost in lives and dollars.
Thanks. Well, you're hitting the nail on the head, as always. We're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to be yanked off the air in a few seconds, Bill. Thank you for calling, and I agree with everything you've just said about Texas and about everything else. Thank you for calling, as always. Coming to the end of the show. Stand by for some great programming. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.